Welcome to Uber Device. I'm Cactus, and this is my big brother, Mountain Whale. We're products of the 70s, 80s, and 90s with life lessons from Monty Python, punk rock bands, the birth of home computers, and the very informative wisdom of our mom. Each episode, we'll dive into the current topics of the weird, funny, and downright hilarious, along with whelp reviews that correlate with the current day's headlines or just topics we find funny. Stick around for story time. It will tie everything together and explain the reason for the episode's topic. So sit back, time your drink so as not to spew them through your nose, and come see what life is, was, and will always be for us as we find the humor in everything.
Hey, Cactus. I can see Peoria from here.
Lockdown, schmockdown. We know everyone thinks it ended on May 1st. Well, it didn't, and we predict the next wave to hit around June instead of this fall. Y'all certainly know how to mess up our summer, too. So you been wearing a mask?
I have been wearing a mask. I just got back from the store wearing a mask.
Was everybody else wearing a mask?
Hell no. I'm kidding. No, it was probably about 40% mask.
Yeah.
The rest were idiots.
And all the workers wearing masks?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, shout out to Reesers.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to do it.
Yeah, the Reesers here, they're all wearing masks, and they've got somebody standing at the door sanitizing everything before you touch it, all the baskets and hand baskets and stuff.
Yeah, they've got the floors all marked. And they got the lanes with giant arrows pointing which way you should be going, because they don't want people walking at each other, I guess.
Yeah. You know what sucks about that one lane thing?
What's that?
So I was in Reesers the other day. I was shopping for just, you know, accoutrement.
You're going French on me now.
Yeah, well, I got to have that coffee juice that's Irish cream. It comes in the syrup bottle. And I have that with my morning coffee. And I was going down the aisle, and I was oblivious to the big arrows. I was just like going up and down in aisles, you know. And I noticed people kind of looking at me funny. And one guy just kind of looked at the floor and looked at me. And I looked down and I was like, oh, shit. Okay, there's arrows on the floor. And so I got around to the aisle where all the, you know, chips and cookies and bread and jelly and all that stuff is. And you know, I understand people, you know, need those little carts to ride because they can't stand and walk for long periods of time and everything.
Yeah.
But it's like on the highway, you know, left lane jet plane, right lane freight train. Let's, you know, they need a white line down the middle with the arrow so the slow people can be on the right side and us in a hurry that knows what we want and where it's at and be on the left side. They were taking up the whole freaking aisle. There was two of them. Stopping
together. They had a train going.
Yeah, he was like, you know, this isn't a convoy. This is, we're shopping for essential groceries here.
I've yet to see one tie a basket to the back of it and pull it like a trailer. Because,
oh, you haven't seen that yet?
I haven't seen that yet. Oh, I've heard about it.
Yeah, you're in the wrong part of town then. Come out here in the woods where we're at, and you'll see all kinds of hillbilly stuff going on. Be out there in the parking lot welding a trailer hitch on one of them.
Yeah.
So anyway, Reesers is doing a real good thing with the sanitation person at the front, you know, wiping down everything. And I'm sure they'd wipe you down if you ask them.
Well, speaking of that, trying to figure out how to get the ladies working again at the gentlemen's club. Just saw an article. Got to keep them ladies working.
So how do they plan on doing that? I mean, you got to stay 6 feet back.
No, they treat it like
you can't touch them anyway. So
right, so it's regular, right?
Yeah.
But apparently, it's like a car wash. It's like a drive through.
You're definitely going to need a car wash afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So they'd be like a car wash with different sections, is what they said.
Can I get my underbelly waxed while I'm in there?
I don't know. Do you get a car wash too? Like the value for your money, right?
Yeah, see, that's an entrepreneur right there. Well, and see, that why couldn't they do that? You just stay in your car and the girls get all sudsed up and just slide all over your car. So it's like a lap dance, but they're not in your lap. They're just on your hood, on your window, from the window to the wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
Extra $5, you can make her squeal.
Well, this is what they say. They say the first place you pull into, you choose who would dance for you. And then the drivers would pull in and pay for each drive-through sections, with the dancer staying at least 6 feet from the cars.
Okay, if you're in your car with the window, would you have the window down?
No, you gotta have your window up.
Okay, if your window's up, would you keep your air conditioner off?
No.
So the ambiance would be, you would get all of the smells and aromas and everything of the nightclub, I guess, the strip club.
I don't know. I don't know how that'd work. Yeah. It'd just smell like my car. Imagine explaining that to your wife when you get home.
Yeah.
What's your curse?
You've been to the car wash 4 times this week. Is the car that dirty? Well, the inside is now, but you're going to have to install windshield wipers on the inside. It's like, why is the floor sticky?
That's why I've been there 4 times this week.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You always come home and the floor mats are wet. What's going on here? That's the second set of floor mats you've ordered this month.
Can you imagine?
No, I mean, it's just like, I mean, I understand these girls got to work. That's their line of work that they want to do. And they've got to make money and everything. And believe me, after seeing some of these things that these game shows in Japan and stuff of what people will do for money.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and especially, you know, when you get into the adult side of entertainment in Japan, it's like, you know, if you can think it up, no matter how weird or wacky it is, there is going to be a bunch of horny guys with dollar bills ready to throw them at them, you know?
I don't know. Have you seen some of those things they do now?
Probably not. No, I'm sitting in the corner reading my Bible, quoting scriptures, just like my mama always said.
No, apparently they have they're not dating each other anymore.
They're not dating anymore?
No, they're not doing anything anymore. The younger generation is just not into it, and now they don't understand how dating works. They have have these clubs they go to where the girls are basically just kind of, they serve them and they sing karaoke to them, and that's kind of their club. And there's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on.
Nothing going on.
That's weird.
Yeah. If I find the link, I'll have to shoot it to you. But
yeah. Well, I can understand that. I can understand with all of the social crap that's going on and everything, the social media and all these dating apps and TikToks and, you know, to quote our mom, book face, you know, those kind of things. It's, yeah, and I see it around here, you know, I see it online all the time. It's just like, you know, actually getting to know somebody and actually, you know, dating is just like so absurd to the younger generation. It's like, it seems like it's just a bunch of hookups and nothing else. It's like you're trying everything at the buffet before you settle on, you know, what you really want. But I, you know, and that goes back to like this, you know, the story of the strip club and stuff. It's, you know, these guys are, you know, that's how they get their entertainment. So, and they're willing, you know, I tell you, there'd be a line around the block of cars and trucks and SUVs. And, you know, I wonder if you got a group discount if you brought like, you know, 8 guys with you in a car, or, you know, like you did the drive-in where you sneak in.
That's right. You pay up front.
Yeah.
By the carload.
By the carload, yeah. And
well, they can't make money off selling you $40 pitchers of beer, so.
No, and see, that's the thing. The girls would be working straight for tips, you know. But how do you, you know, that would be my thing. Okay, so what? She does her little dance. You sit in your car and you do whatever you do in your car when there's a girl dancing on a pole in a car wash. And so how do you give her the money? Does she reach out with one of those grandpa grabby things, you know, and take the money from you?
I don't know.
Want to pay her tips, because, I mean, he's talking about, you know, you pay up front, you pick the girl you want, you pay up front. But, you know, those girls, you know, I was in a strip club one time. Uh-huh. And I saw that the girls, you know, made tips while they were up there on stage. Guys were, you know, politely handing them dollar bills and, you know, placing them in their hand, you know, like good uh-huh. Christian boys should do. And, how are they making their money? Or, I mean, are they making, cause you know, the club's taking a split. They always do. So how would you tip these women? That's my thing.
It's probably an app for that.
An app. Yeah. She's got a Cash App sign behind her. Venmo me there. PayPal me that.
They just tattoo a QR code on
them. Scan it from your car.
That's right. Yeah. Little app pops up.
I wonder where they put that at.
Wherever they need to.
Can you scan my taint? If you want to pay me a tip, you got to scan my taint.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the money shot, you know.
That'd be the proof.
Yeah, proof of purchase.
Well, to each body part have a QR code on it.
Oh, now you're getting smart.
Yeah, entrepreneur.
Yeah, you want to see this? Scan that. You want to see this? Scan that. Would there be one in the middle for breasts, or would it be one on each breast?
I don't know. I don't know how any of this works.
hey, we're businessmen. We're coming up with a plan here. We'll call this guy and go, hey, we've got your whole business plan worked out.
That's right. Well, you know.
Yeah, we'll take 49% of your company.
They everybody's back to it now. They don't care.
Yeah, everything's slowly opening back up, which is, I don't know. I still kind of go with the belief of the your immune system, if it's compromised or whatever. Uh-huh. I mean, look at the stuff we did as kids, you know, eating dirt pies and eating roly-polies and, you know, drinking out of the hose and, you know, and then all the kids got into bubbles in the 90s and early 2000s. And everybody had a padded something or a safe space, you know. So, you know, tell the kids to go out and lick the driveway. That'll, you know, boost their immune system.
there's something that you're keying in on there, though. I think it's vitamin D, because they were outside. Oh,
definitely. I mean, and it's funny. I look at myself. I look at pictures of, you know, I've been looking at pictures of me when we were kids. And I was like, I was tan. I look like a Mexican. When I was a kid, and now I'm like, you know, I get burnt if I'm out in the sun for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I get lobster tan.
Lobster tan?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's turned red. Then I peel, then I'm white again.
Oh, instant white man again.
Yeah. No, it's interesting research about vitamin D. I was watching some stuff on that today. They were saying that, one of the reports was talking about the statistics they've been doing, where they found that 80% of the people that die from COVID have a vitamin D deficiency.
And the best place to get vitamin D is at the car wash. I mean,
well,
yeah. But yeah, when we were kids, I mean, how much time I spent, God, every waking moment I could was outside.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't doing homework.
We're told to go outside.
Yeah. It was
annoying.
Yeah. Go outside. Get outside. Why aren't you outside? Hey, quit coming in.
They just throw a pail of water out there so we can get something to drink.
Hook up that hose.
We drank out of the hose.
Oh, man. And you always let it run. You learned real quick. You let it run for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, don't take that first hot yeah.
The hose is lava.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It'll
burn you. Coiled up over there. 90-degree yeah. weather.
First-degree burns on your tongue.
Exactly.
Grip your mouth.
Well, that's another thing. You learn.
Yeah. By trial and error, you know.
Yeah. Learn from your failures.
Well, some of us do. Some of us don't.
Well, I tell you what, I won't drink out of a hose anymore.
No, I learned that lesson quick. And I remember being told, if you break your leg, don't come running to me.
Yep. Welp.
Welp.
It's time for Welp reviews.
With our favorite in-house Welp review guy, Colonel Bartholomew Waxhorn III. So I've been to what do you call them, strip clubs? We have a couple of those down here in the south, and a couple of business trips have taken me around the United States, and usually on these business trips, if we're not playing golf or we're not drinking mint juleps down at the clubhouse, a few of these gentlemen like to go to the strip clubs, so they've taken me to a couple, and I'd like to give you my, John, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to give you my reviews of just a couple. Now, one of them wasn't actually a strip club. These gentlemen that I was doing business with, they had a different kind of, what's that word that starts with an F? Sounds like fish. Fetish. That's what it is. So these guys had a little weird side to them. So they took me to this place called the Kitty Bar, and found out later it's illegal cat juggling. Apparently it's illegal to cat juggle in the state of Alabama. Did not know that. I never even heard of cat juggling before. I've heard of people juggling all kind of like chainsaws and bowling balls and stuff like that. And they've never seen anybody juggle no cat before. And so in my honest opinion, I only have one to compare it to, but this is exactly what I think of it. It was the worst cat juggling I've ever seen. They only had like two full-time jugglers, and that was Veronica and Lacey. And the only good thing about that place that I didn't know personally, but one of the gentlemen I was with told me about this, is said the only good thing about this place is Lacey will sell you that meow. So, and then on another business trip, which I did not purchase the meow. I don't know how good the meow was. I didn't stick around to hear the meow. So that's my honest opinion. But the second place I want to talk about, this was down in Mississippi. And then we were kind of, I noticed that when we left, they said, you know, we'd eat dinner. And they said, we want to take you to this place, but it's kind of out in the sticks. And I said, well, that's okay, because, you know, I kind of grew up in a place like that, so I kind of know where the sticks are, and I ain't scared of the sticks. I'm, you know, born and raised there in the sticks, basically. And so no stick going to scare me. So we walked through the front door, and, you know, it seemed like kind of some of the other places I've been to, but I didn't like this place for some reason. The setting of the place kind of threw me off. I felt like I was at a church barbecue or something. And out of the 10 girls that were there, you might see two hot ones. And the lap dances, from what I heard, are not that great either. It was, think of Sister, whoever you can think of at your church that you would not like getting a lap dance from. And that's basically what the lap dances were like. So on that, I will say I will give that one a half a star, because at least the floor was clean. Well, that was interesting.
So it was good to hear from Colonel Bartholomew.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
Not too many around left like him.
No. I don't know if I would trust him to pick out a car wash strip club for me.
I don't know. You're going to turn to the people that know.
Yeah.
His reviews are good.
So far, they've been pretty spot on. Especially the cat juggling. I went and checked that place out.
Oh, man.
Them girls can juggle them cats.
I bet.
I didn't check about the meow, though. I have to ask him about the meow sometime. So this whole episode's been about some crazy shit, but more along the lines of, what did we call this one?
I can see Peoria from here.
Oh, yeah. So it cracks me up because you have to go back to the 80s. And if you didn't grow up in the 80s, all you got to do is pull up advertisements from the 80s and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Because all the guys back in the 80s, we wore shorts that were...
they were short.
Revealing.
Corduroy.
Yeah.
OP.
Well, most of the OP shorts hung down to my knees, so...
When I was riding didn't. State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you had the corduroy OPs, that's right.
I think I just had one pair. They were gray.
Were they gray? I thought, no, you had two pair, because one pair was tan, I think.
A tan?
Khaki. Be tacky in your khaki.
Well, it was the 80s. I'm glad I didn't have Forest Green or Dusty Rose.
Yeah. At least we were adults when Jankos came out, right?
I don't know about that.
Oh, man. You ought to check those jeans out. I'm glad we didn't have those back then. It's like a bell bottom from the waist down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed that boat.
So anyway, of course we wore these shorts because that's the only shorts we had. Mm-hmm. And we sprawled out in the floor, you know, after playing outside for 12 hours because we weren't allowed in the house during the daytime. And, but you'd be sitting on the couch or sprawled out on the floor or whatever like that. And Mom had the most colorful ways of describing things. And to, you know, it was to tell you something without being
rude,
discreet.
Yeah. She's very good at it.
Yeah. She wasn't vulgar and it wasn't demeaning. Mm-mm. It was just a kind of a, hey, you ought to know this.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. It's like, by the way, you know, so, you know, sprawl out on the couch or sitting cross-legged in the floor or something, Mom would look over at you and go, I can see Peoria from here. And that meant that your man bits or boy bits back then were, or your underwear was actually, it wasn't like your balls were hanging out the side in front of your mom. It was, she could see your underwear.
Mm-hmm. She's just giving you a heads up.
Hey. She's just giving you a heads up. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. But it was, you know, it was stuff like that. And it was, it's still to this day, it's embedded in my head. It's when you leave this house, not only do you represent this family, but you represent Red Fork Baptist Church and Daniel Webster High School and, mm-hmm. and the West Side.
And the West Side.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but I was doing like the West Side symbol over here.
Oh, okay. What is that, a meth pipe and a tattoo?
I don't know. What was it back then, river rat?
Yeah, it was a river rat back then. You know, the strongest drug that was going around back then was weed. That's the only drug we knew about as kids is weed.
Did we know about it?
Well, we heard about it.
That's when high schools had the smoking bridge.
Yes. Yes. Webster, as long as you were across the bridge, you could smoke a cigarette or whatever else.
Yep.
Or you could smoke in your car at lunch. Or in between classes, you could run out of your car and have a cigarette. I remember that.
Good times.
Oh, yeah. The 80s were so much fun.
Yeah. Nobody... Not like the 70s. The 70s were just sweaty.
Yeah.
We're just hot all the time.
All the time. You know, come in the house, and that was the first thing you had to do was strip down and take a bath before you could sit on the couch or touch food or do anything. But that's where the thought for this episode came from, was the colorful way my mom would let you know that your underwear was showing or your balls were hanging out, one or the other.
Thanks, Mom.
So, and I'm sure her grandkids remember some of those colorful euphemisms of her explaining stuff. Like we had, I don't know how many different names we had for our man bits growing up. Because there was the potato, your equipment, your boy. It was like penis was not in Mom's vocabulary. Or if she did say it, she whispered it. Penis.
Well, do you remember the story about the movie E.T.?
No.
Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
I can't remember as if we saw it at the movie theater or if we saw it on TV. I'm pretty sure it was at the movie theater.
Yeah.
And when Elliot's brother's getting on to him and he calls him penis breath.
Yeah.
I think you looked at Mom and said, what did he say? Mom said, he said peanuts breath. He'd been eating peanuts. So that's how we got that phrase. Peanuts breath.
I always wonder where that came from. I just thought it was, I don't remember that part, but I remember saying peanuts breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking it was just her being silly like she was because she wouldn't say penis.
No. I'm glad she didn't.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun to hear all the other stuff than. But tallywhacker was still my favorite word. And when she would say that.
Oh, geez.
And speaking of Peoria and tallywhackers.
Nice.
My favorite story with Mom about male genitalia.
Oh, great.
Yes. I was, I'd had like a gallbladder attack or something. You know, some kind of that sent me to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I was grown at the time. I was in my, I was 30. And Mom, of course, showed up at the ER. And this is back when St. John's ER was in the little, you had to go like in between the buildings and had like, you couldn't park in there, but that's where the ambulance and that's where the entrance to the ER was. It was right off of Utica.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, back then there were beds and there were curtains in between the beds. There wasn't any, you weren't in rooms. You were just in a bed and there was curtains in between each bed. And Mom's sitting there with me and we're just talking about whatever. And this guy comes in and I guess he's got a kidney stone and they put him in the bed next to mine. Of course, like I said, just a sheet is all these curtains were. And, he's over there and he's in pain. You know, and he's moaning and groaning and all this. And the nurse comes walking in and to assess him, you know, and ask him questions and all this. And so Mom and I were just like, you know, of course, we're listening. We're paying attention to see what's wrong with this guy, you know, because that's what you do. You know, you want to know what's wrong with these people.
Sure.
Grown man. The nurse asks him, says, well, where does it hurt? And of course, Mom and I are, you know, kind of leaned over, you know, so we can hear real good. And he goes, well, it starts right here and it hurts all the way to the end of my, and there's this dramatic pause. And he goes, doodle whacker. And I am trying not to laugh. I am bouncing in the bed. And Mom is, tears are streaming down Mom's face. And she looks at me and she goes, I'll be right back. And she just gets up and leaves me just bouncing on the bed, laughing inside, you know, not trying to let any laughter out at all. So from then on, it was doodle whacker. But it cracked me up too, because I was like, here's a grown man in a medical situation with a nurse who has seen 1,000 penises that day, and he can't even say penis. He said, well, doodle whacker.
She'd never seen a doodle whacker before.
Apparently. And there was like dead silence after, and when he said doodle whacker, the nurse didn't say another word.
Because she turned and walked out of bed.
Probably.
There's some decorum she has to keep.
Yeah. She can get out of there before she bust out laughing. So anyway, so this is our first podcast. This is our first episode. We appreciate you sticking around and listening to everything. That's my big brother, Mountain Whale.
Hey.
I'm his little brother, Cactus. Or Cactass. coming up on the next episode. So be sure and hit the subscribe button on whatever you're listening to. If you're listening to Spotify or Apple or Google or Pandora or...
wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcast from. And be sure to stick around, because these are going to get better. They're going to get funnier. And we've got some wild episodes. We've got about, I don't know, 4,000 episodes to record in the next 2 weeks. So that's what it feels like anyway. But John, what's the next episode coming up?
Next episode, scabby-legged girls.
Yeah, so that's how our mom described girls to us growing up, to keep us scared of them.
Mm-hmm.
Was every girl was a scabby-legged girl.
Mm-hmm. Don't want them around here.
No. So that's how she kept us, tried to keep us away from girls. It didn't work so well for me, but... or John either. I remember him sneaking a kiss in his bedroom one time, so... walking in on that was kind of scary.
Shocking.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing with your tongue?
I don't know. Apparently, I didn't know either.
Apparently. So anyway, you all hit the subscribe button. Come back and join us again for another story time about all the hilarity of our lives and the hilarity of the world as we see it. Thank you.